I got it through being a young volunteer. Young volunteers class is anyone under 25, so thankfully I still fall in that category. And it's the work that I've been doing at Walkworth Cricket Club for the last 7 or 8 years, focusing mainly on the last two when I've took over the reins of my brother, who was junior coordinator there. He's since moved on when he went travelling for a year, and I sort of took over the post from him. As I've been running the junior section there for the last 2 years.
So what do you do as junior coordinator?
As junior coordinator, I'm responsible for the 80 or so kids that we've had as junior members. So we make sure they're all up to date with their records, so we know who the parents are. We've got contact telephone numbers for emergencies. We know any illnesses or condition, medical condition they might have. We log all that. But we also do the fun stuff, so we organise every exciting part of cricket for them. We've done games down to Durham where they've seen sort of top-notch 2020 cricket. We've done festivals with them. We've done a bit of beach cricket where one day we took them down to Walkworth Beach and we played cricket on the beach just to show them that, you know, you can play it somewhere other than a well-cut lawn. We've done loads of stuff with them, school festivals. I've provided opportunities for teenagers who are interested in volunteering to interview, to be involved at our club through an interview process, chat to them, talk about what they want to get out for volunteering, and provide opportunities for them to volunteer as well. And coordinated the coaches as well, so I've got people qualified and made sure first aid and child protection and CRB checks are up to date.
So there's lots of enthusiasm still amongst young people for cricket.
Yeah, it's massive, and I think cricket's one of them sports, particularly now with the fantastic series that we've had with the England team. Everyone's getting into it. It's a nice, friendly sport. It's enjoyable. You know, there's so many different formats of it now that you can sort of pick the one that you like. You'll either be a one-day international or a 2020 or a five-day Ashes sort of series type of thing. You know, and people get into whichever one they prefer.
Because I'd have thought getting a young child's attention for several hours would be quite tricky, and then we go, it's boring.
It does. We don't have them for several hours. We only have them for an hour and a half, which is just enough for the child and for us, I think, as well. But we sort of, you know, the way coaching is structured now, it's given a lot more thought than what it used to be. There's kind of things, like when you think of sort of films like Kez, and you just remember, if you remember the PE lesson in Kez, where it was sort of, there's a football, go play it. Now there's a bit more coaching involved, so we teach the kids how each skill's played. Then we'll play a game based on that skill, and then we'll play a big game involving every other part of the game. Yeah. So, you know, it's short bursts of different activities, so it keeps them all focused.
So you're focused on the younger kids. What happens, what's available to them as they get too old for your care?
What happens is we sort of take them through from, I think it's year three. Sometimes we let kids from year two in as well, depending on what their attention span's like and their ability. If they're really good, then we'll take them on as well. We progress them all up to under 15s, and then after that we have an under 15s to under 18s sort of training session on a Sunday, and then we get them into the second team as well, so they start playing sort of in the Anakin District League.
So how did you get nominated for your Oscar?
I was nominated by the development officer in Anik. His name is Robert Woods. He sort of oversees all the different clubs and what they're doing and keeps them in check and helps them out for anything. He nominated me because I've done a lot of work with him through the county development squads and the communication between sort of him and Walkworth Cricket Club.
And a big presentation night, red carpet, champagne.
Yeah, big night. I'm going to have to buy a new suit or something for this. We're going out to Lourdes in October. I think it's the 17th. Very much looking forward to it. Get to see more volunteers and some of the great work that they've done. I mean, even at the local level, we went to the sort of North East Northumberland Awards. Some of the work people have been doing in the North East is outstanding. It's just, where do people find the time for this? It's unbelievable. But we get to meet all the other people from the rest of the country, and hopefully when the national award for a young volunteer as well.
And a great picture of you in the Chronicle this week.
Yeah, it looks very nice and smart there. See, I've my weight loss program for the summer has been working quite well on it. Quite happy with that, and just enjoying the volunteering.
Sitting next to Orwin Hocking, a friend of mine. So
she won an award for partnerships with sort of schools and clubs and all the other partnerships established. So she's done really great work down in Newcastle with that as well.
Great. So, well done on your work with young cricketers. Mm-hmm. How's Warkworth doing this season?
To be honest, I've never really had much of a chance to watch the league. I haven't played a game this season. Working at a tourist attraction, the kind of one you
have
weekends.
To work weekends.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is good because, you know, it keeps me busy. But I have missed a game of cricket, and I've even worked on Wednesday, so I've missed the midweek. But the second team's doing a bit better than what they did last season when I played. Maybe that's the weakness, me. So they're picking up a bit better, and the first team as well is just doing as great as they always did, really. But we're just looking for more young people now to get involved with the sport, and our first team is aging a bit, and we need a few more players to sort of help build it up a bit.